Members present are Representative Parka, Representative McCarty, and the co-chair, Representative Zelkowski, and myself, Co-chair Rep Spencer. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. If you would please double check your phones and make sure that they're on silent for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin, I would like to thank Lori Rule and the House as Recording Secretary for today and Policy Member for the joining the staff of the committee today. Today, we will have an introductory hearing and public testimony on HB 308, Dementia Awareness by Speaker Students. We also have invited testimony from Dr. Dawn Lewis, Professor of Medical Education at UAA and Dementia Researcher, Josh Moore, Board Chair of the Alzheimer's Association of Alaska, Nona Safra, Commissioner of the Commission on Aging, and Pam Kelly, Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Resource of Alaska. If it is the will of the committee, our plan is to move the bill out on Thursday. As said in the email we sent out on Friday, if the member is planning to introduce an amendment, please let us know. Otherwise, amendments will be due to the co-chair's offices by 10 a.m. on Thursday, February 17, 2022. And I will welcome Representative Fields to the hearing at 3:05 p.m. In the interest of time, note that we do have our subcommittee meeting following this. Understand we have until 3:45. With that in mind, I'd like members to hold questions until the end of the presentation. And before we jump into HB 308, we'd like to note for our panelists and those following along that we received an email from the Legislative Review Department that was distributed by our staff earlier today. This memo pertains to the Executive Order 121 on the literary basis. If you've not seen the email template, you can find it there. It's our intent for the committee to go over this document and continue our conversations around Executive Order 121 during our Saturday meeting, which is June 19 and 22 at 3 p.m. Do we have any questions before we begin? Seeing none,
legislation, if adopted, would create a dementia awareness program within the Department of Health and Social Services. This experiment is designed to qualify for federal program known as BOLD, which stands for Building Our Largest Dementia Infrastructure for the Service Act.
Mr. Department of Health, forgive me. I seem to recognize the committee's phone call feature there is 3:06 p.m. Thank you, welcome.
Thank you, Madam, for the Department of Health, Mr. Speaker. Thank you for the Department of Health. The program was designed, this program that we're talking about, was designed by Congress in 2018 to raise awareness for the national concern for this growing problem. The Federal Act directs the Center for Disease Control to provide funds to those health departments with suggestions and detection of Alzheimer's disease and dementia, which is what was designed to do. The BOLD Act specifies that federal funds may be awarded to states as trust to provide educational programs to the Department of Health and Social Services to educate and inform the public about these diseases. The programs funded through these federal grants are designed to reduce the risk of cognitive decline by supporting the early detection and diagnosis of these diseases. These funds are also meant to support caregivers to improve management of these conditions. management of all firms in the broadening would apply to this case for a core competency award. The state must identify any grant application and all the plan funds to improve public education about New Hampshire. One of those core competency awards can be anywhere from $350,000 to $500,000. The award would be used by the Department of Social Service Committee's major partners to educate the public about dementia. Material will need to be provided to the Division of Public Health to determine how they will engage with these partners and what evaluation methods will be used to determine if the work is successful. Specifically, 308 establishes the Dementia Awareness Program for the Department of Public Health. The Dementia Awareness Program is tasked with some very basic funding. The creation of educational material for the healthcare professionals who provide services to the public. To utilize educational material to help dementia professionals, such as behavioral staff, law enforcement, social service providers, and emergency responders, to recognize the symptoms of those last who have experienced dementia, and grant them the same way to be as successful as the dementia service providers in a state-directed diagnosis and treatment of diseases. Consult with national and local organizations providing dementia care concerning the most appropriate materials and content needed for the public awareness campaign. To coordinate with the public and these service provider organizations to implement programs and activities to educate the public about dementia. To begin a statewide public awareness campaign with various media forums to publicize the scope of the issue of promoting early detection for screening. To educate the public about the risk of developing dementia and ways to avoid the onset, including diet and exercise and efforts for diagnosis and treatment. And finally, increase the monitor wellness efforts for patients by providing easy to read materials on the department's website to maintain and disseminate the list of statewide dementia care providers. Representatives, you're just sponsoring this legislation because Alaska is a large and growing senior population. We know there are about 12,500 Alaskans who have suffered from Alzheimer's and other related diseases. We also know that dementia has been the fifth leading cause of death for those people who are age 65. Issues with dementia that we are facing today will only grow larger over time if nothing is going to be. We need to get out in front of the patient before it develops into an insurmountable problem. H3308 is an effort to get the best programs possible for all Alaskans into a centralized agency tasked with protecting public health. In that way, the centralized effort will environment can help stem the tide of the growing problem in our state. Currently, there are many groups in the private sector who work with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Many of our nonprofit groups who focus on the management of the disease once the cognitive decline is diagnosed. Unfortunately, most of the conditions probably diagnosed as dementia and treatment to reduce the impacts of this disease are very limited. The therapy is designed to be able to prevent the diagnosis with early detection. We're looking for ways that can limit the impact of cognitive decline through early detection so people can lead a healthy through life. Many of these groups have representatives on the phone, as I said, and we'll help you discuss some of your main questions. We also see that the department has submitted a physical and other copy of this legislation and implemented the program, and we are working with the administration to see if we can reduce the cost of implementing this program. There is a need for subject matter experts within the department. We understand that. We also encourage the department to seek the funding for the Bowman Institute of Bowman to pay for the public education program. Will that come to become available for this program and will find different supports program in the future? If you have any specific questions about how this program will be impacted by various medical professionals and hundreds of other people in the state assisting with last as a shelter from the room, so I encourage you to ask those online of specific questions. That's my presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Buckley. We will first hear your testimony and then we will be up to the for questions. Before we turn to that, I also want to recognize that on the line available for questions after we hear the testimony, we have Carol Fink with the Division of Public Health. We also have Tony Newman, Deputy Director, here in jail. I believe that's who we have. Okay, if we can, now we have Dr. Lewis on the line. Dr. Lewis, can you ask organizational campaign posters of the goal. Messages about prudent lifestyle choices that won't have a risk for variant infection. Messages and many messages to reach those at the greatest risk. I think about the projections and I wonder, do we do it to ourselves to try? Thank you very much for listening. I personally need to support myself.
Thank you, Ms. Kelly. Next, we will hear from Josh Warren, Board Chair of Farmers Association of Alaska.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Please put yourself on the record and you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, Board Chair and members of the committee. My name is Josh Warren, and I'm the chair of the community board for the Alaska chapter of Dairy Farmers Association. I'm also a deputy who plans to have a summit of conservations. Alaska can soon expect to be impacted by the impact on a higher rate per capita than any other state. The population will have been above coverage, which is only one of the 10 most common types of dementia, accounts for about 8,500 of Alaska's 12,500 dementia cases, which is over 70%. It's expected to impact 3,000 more Alaskans by 2025. This means that over the next 10 years, our overall dementia population will be about 17,000 Alaskans, a total population size of an average house district. 1 in 5 baby boomers are expected to develop dementia, but Alaska has the fastest growing senior population in all 50 states over the last 10 years. The population is somewhat negative, is not the national stimulator, as the Glasgow Alaska Dementia Expert sounded the alarm. The National Public Awareness Campaign is instrumental to preparing Alaska for the approaching dementia scenario. Only diagnosis of dementia allows patients to access treatment and research trials that may slow the progression of the disease, so Alaskans can contribute to our community longer. Early diagnosis can significantly delay the onset of dementia, but will help reduce the disease's financial drain for our state and will protect Alaska's workforce stability from the physical caregiver labor that this disease demands. The collection of this disease means the public safety issues, the internal changes, worldwide, and the inability to perform basic tasks such as using the bathroom. Delaying the onset of dementia is not just a financial issue or a workforce obstacle for our state, it is a public safety issue. The earlier we recognize the signs of dementia, the more action our families can take to slow the progression of this disease. Please support this legislation in honor of Alaska's families, who have grown and continue to be impacted by dementia and the Alaska Down the South Syndrome. Thank you so much for your support.
And thank you, Mr. Long, for your testimony. Our last individual here providing rapid testimony is Nora Saffer, Commissioner, the Commissioner on Aging. If you would please put yourself on the record and begin, and I apologize if I have mispronounced other parts of your name. I trust you will correct me on the record.
Thank you. now page 2, line 2, as well as line 26. He talks about informing of state providers who practice within the state and serve for various treatment for dementia and such. Right there, all parts with those providers have to do is be acknowledged. Well, what's the condition for that, or is it open to any of the providers who are doing the services?
We're trying to walk you through this here. Thank you for the question. There may be someone in the room who probably answered that question, but I'm happy to know if they did yes on the answer to your question. Yes, that most people who provide services for dementia would be part of the program.
What kind of
card would you like to hear from our testifiers? I'd like to make sure that it's open for everyone. I know that some years back, the Department of Health and Services made certain providers, you have to be given some national accreditation, which costs a tremendous amount of money to even be recognized and eliminated providers that are doing services.
There's no other thing to clear out. I am not aware of those requirements for this program.
Any additional questions from the committee? Representative Cooper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's there. I'm looking at this fiscal note here. And the answer has been quite significant. It is. $23,000 in next year, over $3.4 million. And look at the details there. There's a writing of a whole new staff person for the party. And the services categories over $500,000 by the time. And I was wondering if that was envisioned by the drafted bill. That was been introduced to my sponsor's bill. That was envisioned as a state paid for the campaign and that were.
Thank you, Representative Cooper. That we were working with the department to see if there was maybe a little higher than we anticipated. We did know through looking at the pullback funding that there is a window in an area between 350,000 and 500,000 a year that can be applied for this program. So, I think the department may be reviewing that a little closer, considering these concerns to go back. We also support the fact that the department really is a matter expert in making what is right in this program and the Department of Health. So we do support that, I think. And we also understand that the materials need to be produced early on in the program, so they can be distributed to those folks out there in the community who need the information. Maybe the department can speak to why they continue to need that same amount of money year after year. I don't have any answer to that.
Did you follow up on that? I think that's a
question. Maybe this is a follow up on that. Maybe the department could answer this question too. I think the personal services funding is at 1,000 in position for fiscal year 23. We don't increase, we have the same position, but the personal services cost goes up by 50% for fiscal year 2024. We don't have any more staff that's going in.
Thank you, Representative. I believe that you look at the fiscal note on the back, you'll see that they've identified that once the legislation passes, it is not effective due to 90 days after passage of being given some improvement. We'll be more into the fiscal year of 2023. So they'll probably only need the funds for a portion of the year. We'll be in the FY 24 and beyond, but we need that package for next individual specialists and Alzheimer's.
Thank you. Next question to follow up
on
Purpose Light Inquiry, and this may be a question for the department, perhaps for Carol Fink or Tony Newman. Decided to put that fiscal note into context. Does that reflect on other similar kinds of educational programs and awareness programs offered through the department? For example, if you take a look at how the Alaskans
pediatrician, we may not be looking at enough, but from the public health tablet, we have things directed towards educating that, and we have someone from the department provide us some insights on how this particular facility will not compare to something that is similar to that as it's already in existence. Possible if you haven't signed up this bill or are working on amendments. Otherwise, if Questions. The time is